as the stories about some deed of old, which always sent a shiver through our frames and made our hair rise upright on our heads. Sometimes such terror took possession of us in consequence of them that, from that evening forward, heaven knows how wonderful everything seemed to us. If one chanced to go out of the cottage after nightfall for anything, one fancied that a visitor from the other world had lain down to sleep in one's bed, and I have often taken my own smock at a distance as it lay at the head of the bed, for the evil one rolled up into a ball. But the chief thing about Grandfather's stories was that he never lied in all his life, and whatever he said was so. I will now tell you one of his wonderful tales. I know that there are a great many wise people who copy in the courts and can even read civil documents, but who, if you were to put in their hand a simple prayer book, could not make out the first letter in it, and would show all their teeth in derision. These people laugh at everything you tell them. Along comes one of them and doesn't believe in witches. Yes, glory to God that I have lived so long in the world. I have seen heretics to whom it would be easier to lie in confession than it would be to